Zondervan presents Stuff Christians Like by Jonathan Acuff, read by the author.
If you buy this book, God will make you rich. I was going to say if you read this book, but I'm pretty sure people who get it at the library won't receive the same amount of awesomeness as people who buy it. So if you're debating whether you should listen to the whole thing or not, I guess the real question is, do you like money? And a really nice car, and having a better marriage, and polite children, and two well-defined eyebrows? If you answered yes to any of those questions, I'm not sure why you're still on the fence. Do you love Jesus? Me too. This book is for you. Do you think we Christians are weird? Me too. This book is for you. I guess what I'm trying to say is that this book is for everyone. Everyone who has enough lettuce to support my shoe fetish. I'm kidding. That's a Fergie lyric, not a reflection of my heart. I shouldn't even know she exists, never mind be quoting her song in a book published by the people who also published the Bible. To make it even easier to jump into Stuff Christians Like, I pulled 5 essays out to get you started. So let's go. Ranking honeymoon sex slightly higher than the second coming of Christ. Christians all over the world like the idea of Jesus coming back again, but only if they've lost their virginity first. And if that's you, if you're a Christian and you've never been married and had sex, let me first say, congratulations. You, my friend, are a unicorn of purity. Second, let me assure you that your expectations of what your honeymoon night is going to be like are probably pretty dead on. I know deep down there's a part of you thinking, I am going to be so mad at Jesus if he comes back before I get to have sex. That's a fair thought. Sex is pretty amazing. Bear in mind that what you and I are saying is that the return of the Messiah is slightly less awesome than intercourse. I use the word Messiah there just to kick the guilt up a notch or two. If that's your expectation, if you are heralding your honeymoon night as outshining the return of Jesus in both magnificence and magnitude, I think you're going to be just fine, because that's pretty much exactly what it's